Hey there, AI enthusiasts. Welcome back to another episode of AI Breakdown, where we dive deep into the latest and greatest in artificial intelligence research. I'm Megan.
And I'm Ray. Today, we've got quite the treat for anyone into video editing, AI, or both. We're unpacking a paper, hot off the archive press, NEV2V, a plug-and-play framework for any video-to-video editing tasks. Looks interesting, doesn't it, Megan?
It sure does, Ray. We're looking at future trends where editing a video could be as easy as editing a photo. The authors, Max Koo and team, bring us a unique way to simplify the complex world of video editing using AI.
Yeah, video editing is not a picnic, really time-consuming, and typically different tools are required for different tasks. But the NEV2V framework seems to bring a promise of a change. So, Megan, could you start us off on what the main idea is about?
Sure, Ray. So the problem we have here is that traditional video editing method options have been, let's say, somewhat limited.
Kind of like using the same tool for all tasks?
That's a good way to put it, Ray. Now, NEV2V comes in and seeks to solve this problem by simplifying the video editing process into two primary steps. First, there's what they call first frame image editing, where NEV2V uses available image editing models.
So essentially, I can take any regular image editing tool and just plug it in?
That's right, Ray. This means a larger variety of editing tasks suddenly become easier to accomplish.
Okay, but what happens next? We've edited the first frame. What about the rest of the video?
This is where it gets fun. In the second step, the image to video generation, it uses something called DDIM inversion.
Hold up a sec, DDIM inversion, what's that about?
DDIM, or denoising diffusion implicit models, is a way for AI to learn the content creation process. It starts with noise, ends up with your data, like a frame of a video. By reversing this process, we can apply the edits from the first frame to the full video sequence.
Interesting, and something about feature injection? Kind of like gentle reminders to the AI to make sure it stays on track?
You got it right, Ray. Here's an interesting point. NEV2V is what we call training free, so it's not constant days or weeks of feeding videos to learn from.
So quick and easy to use as well?
That's it, Ray. It's a game changer because this could make creating edited videos less daunting. What's more, this framework is designed to work with tools we've already got rather than trying to replace them.
That's certainly a welcome change. And how does it compare to other methods?
The authors did some testing and their results seem promising. NEV2V appears to perform well, especially on editing tasks that are prompt-based. Plus, it handles well on newer tasks like style transfer and identity manipulation.
Exciting stuff. So it's possible that NEV2V could help to broaden the options for everyone from hobbyists to professional editors?
It sure sounds that way, Ray. We could be looking at a future where video editing could become as personal and as varied as our imaginations.
Thanks to the power of AI, this has been a great chat, Megan.
Indeed, Ray. Here's to seeing how this will affect the creative industry and maybe even spice up our own video projects.
To our listeners, remember to follow us on your favorite podcast platform for more AI breakdowns. Stay curious, stay creative.
Thanks for tuning in. Catch you in the next episode.